Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The other day I was thinking, I've been a priest for 17 years, and we are on a three-year cycle of scripture readings that we hear on Sunday Masses. So we are in the year known as Year C, where we hear from Luke's Gospel. Starting first Sunday of Advent, we will move to Year A, where we hear from Matthew, and the following year Mark, and then we're back to Luke. So I've actually gone through this cycle about six times now as a priest. And I was thinking to myself, you know, these readings seem so familiar. And I find myself worrying that, you know, maybe I'm just repeating what I say all the time. And I was thinking, boy, it'd be nice if I had maybe a little different perspective to look at these. Well, fortunately, I did get that perspective. Through our Young Adult Initiative, one of the programs that we have initiated, is breadsticks, beer, cheese, and the Bible. So twice a month on Mondays, a group of young adults get together, and part of what they do is they look at and discuss the Sunday readings, most especially the Gospel. And then one of them goes ahead and just kind of summarizes their thoughts and emails them to me. And after reading the email for this coming weekend's scripture readings, I all of a sudden realize, well, here is a new perspective. And so I thank the young adults for sharing that with me. So we're presented with this parable of a Pharisee and a tax collector coming to the temple to pray. Now the Pharisee takes up his place of honor. He's standing towards the front of however many people are in there. And he is offering his prayer. He's probably doing it upright, probably lifting his eyes to God as he says that prayer, thanking God that he's not like anyone else. And if you listen to that prayer, it sounds like he's probably the best person God ever created in the history of the human family. But then we have the tax collector. Tax collector barely enters into this space. His gaze is down. He won't even look towards heaven. He is so ashamed of what he has done. He beats his breast, which is symbolic of someone who is so sorry for their sins. And he acknowledges to God that he is a sinner. And he needs God's mercy. You know, when you look at those two, it's easy to see that on the one hand, the Pharisees is someone we want to try to avoid, someone who is so puffed up with pride that they have placed themselves as the center of the universe. And instead, we should respect the humility of the tax collector, someone who has so greatly sinned that he won't even lift his eyes to God. But one of the insights the young adults were talking about is that, you know what? Sometimes we're the Pharisee. And sometimes in our life, we are the tax collector. So in other words, and one of the things they said is that they see that pride exhibited most especially in social media. As people list all the wonderful things they have done, as people list all the charitable works they do, almost showing that, look at me, I'm such a good person. Yes, sometimes in our life, we are the Pharisee. Maybe we are at a time of our life when things are going so well that we just think that we are just so good. And we allow that pride to continue to swell. But then sometimes we are the tax collector. So ashamed about what we have done. Maybe the betrayal of someone close to us. That we just can't hardly believe that God could forgive us. He surely is not that merciful. Time and time again, when I've been in confessional, people will come in. And maybe it's because they have not been back to the church for many, many, many years, or because they have done something that they feel is so grievous, or they find themselves repeating the same sin time and time again. They just don't see a way out of it. And they just think, God can never forgive me this many times. And yet what I tell them is, guess what? You're here. You're doing one of the hardest things you can do. Admit to another person that you have failed. Admit to another person that you have sinned, that you have gone against God's will. Because in your heart of hearts, you know Jesus will forgive you. Jesus will forgive you. You know, that tax collector had the same feeling in his heart. The only place he could go to for mercy is in God's house, in the temple. Well, we as well have that same thing here. We come to Jesus' presence in the sacrament of reconciliation. We lay at his feet the sin we have committed, doing so with sorrow in our hearts. And by the way, you have to have some bit of humility to realize God is the one who will forgive me. Otherwise, why bother coming? The danger of being the Pharisee is if we allow that pride to become such a part of our life, we don't figure that we even need God. We don't even figure that we even need him. Because we can get saved on our own time and our own efforts. And that's the danger of pride. You know, another thing that people will share with me in the confessional is they are trying to stop judging people. Sometimes it just feels so natural to judge other people by the decision, by the choices they have made in their life. The good news for us is Jesus can judge us because he knows what is in our heart. That's why we should not be judging anyone. We have no idea what is in the heart of anyone. Jesus does, and that's why he is the just judge. And that's why when we come to him in that sacrament of reconciliation, he knows we are sorry. He knows that we struggle. He knows that time and time again, even though we know this is wrong, we still do it and we're sorry. He sees what is in our heart. He is the just judge. My dear friends, we are truly blessed to believe in a Savior that loves us so much, that he's willing to forgive all of our sins. He so much wants us back in his body of Christ, the church. We are so blessed to have a God who loves us that much that he will forgive us. No matter if we approach him filled with pride like the Pharisee or on our knees like the tax collector, He will forgive them. How do we know that? Because Jesus, from the cross, one of his final prayers was, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." If Jesus was willing to forgive those who tortured him, beat him, crucified him, putting him to death, he will forgive us. We can be assured of that. And so, as we continue our celebration of the Eucharist, we're about ready to encounter that loving Savior, the one who is ready to extend his hand of mercy to us. Whether we come to him with all the pride of the Pharisee or all the shame of the tax collector, no matter what, he will forgive us because he loves us and he sees in our heart that no matter what we do, we're still precious in his eyes, we are still loved by him, and he wants one day to welcome us into his heavenly kingdom.